To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I cried out,
heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. Will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Can you believe that Buzz jumped in on that yesterday?
Oh, dude, it was terrible.
egregious.
And the fact that he was here and we had the delay made it even more confusing. The worst.
Buzz is like that sixth man in a basketball team.
Yes.
It always thinks it's their time to shoot.
Oh, yeah. It's Buzz time.
It's Buzz time.
Yeah.
When he does his little fantasy football psyche.
Yeah, Buzz needs to cook. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there, signing the Eagles Encyclopedia. Food, some drinks as well. Did the Eagles make a mistake getting rid of the positivity rabbit? No, 75% and 25% say they did not make a mistake. 25% said they did make a mistake. 75% said they did not. Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. What do you think?
The most prestigious award in sports media. The Eagles Insider of the Year.
Look at that. It's the wrong one again. Yeah. That is
Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
Maybe guys aren't worth anything until they're 35.
That's not true.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I don't think the Eagles are going to lose on Sunday. I hope they don't lose on Sunday. If they do lose on Sunday, the Eagles Insider fight next week for scoops is going to be outrageous. Here are the power rankings here in a busy Insider week at number 5, Elliott Shore Parks.
For what?
Well, he did ask Jalen first question during Jalen's press conference about the reports that he didn't want to run.
Again, we're giving him credit for asking questions in press conferences.
Because we like him.
I know, but it's starting to turn into a pity part of being on the rankings.
Well, he is the defending champion. He deserves that respect. It's like, you know, if he were Super Bowl MVP, you wouldn't talk about benching him the next year. Number 5, Elliott Shore Parks. Remember ESPN Go Birds Evenings coming up at 6 o'clock. Number 4, Ashlyn Sullivan.
Wow.
I believe her second appearance this year.
Yeah, WIP zone.
Yeah. Ashy Lashy.
She broke the story about the positivity bunny in the first place.
Yes.
It was her tweet and her photo that went all over the place. Thank you, Ashlyn Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Number 3, ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. We hate seeing national people on this list, but Jeremy Fowler with a report that insiders believe that the Eagles will take a quarterback on day 2 of the NFL draft this year. Number two, Tim McManus.
T-Mac.
Tim has woken up and he is ready to compete. Tim McManus had the story that that Coach Nick Sirianni had a more active role during offensive meetings, a story confirmed by Nick himself.
Yes.
Confirmed by a bunch of players. So
why couldn't Elliott get that one? That's given to a local guy.
Because he's too busy making graphics and saying the Eagles are the best team in the NFC.
He is making a lot of graphics, yeah.
Giving out rewatch grades and saying they should keep the bunny. He's doing everything.
He's focused on the wrong things.
I would never more than right now. And number one, Jeff McClain moves up from 2-1.
Congratulations.
Jeff McClain with the report that that Jalen Hurts not listening within and Eagles coaches are frustrated. And of course, Jeff McClain breaks the story today that the positivity bunny is gone from the Eagles locker room. So congratulations, Jeff McClain. They say when things are tough, that's when Jeff McClain shines. And Jeff McClain was shining this week, my friend.
Much like we expected, when things start going down a little bit.
Yep.
That's when McClain comes out.
Yep, absolutely. Hard Knocks was last night, as Jack said. It was not too eventful. Hard Knocks. Now, a few things I noticed from Hard Knocks. One, Ike's voice was in Hard Knocks last night.
Oh yeah.
Yes, along with Kyle Quinn.
Kyle was all over it.
And Seltzer. And
Seltzer.
It was sort of a mishmash of outraged voices.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and you were in there.
You heard it, huh?
I did.
That's 2 weeks in a row. You made it last week?
Yes, and now we just...
I got a voice over this week.
Anything
Fritz?
From Jack?
Nah.
Maybe next week?
All good.
Yeah.
Doesn't deserve to be in there.
Don't deserve to be in there. No, it was funny, because they set it up, right, Spike, with maybe the most outrage is in Philly.
Yes.
And here's the people holding the microphones.
Yes.
Are saying.
Is it worth me listening to?
For a second. Yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
And
absolutely.
The first thing you hear is Seltzer.
Yes.
And it is, what are we doing?
Yes.
That's Seltzer's going national.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Jalen Hurts is way better than Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert's a loser.
A loser. He had the biggest playoff loss ever. The next thing I noticed... There was a moment in the wide receiver room that I found particularly funny. And Devontae, they were talking about being on a plane and them telling you to put your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
And Devontae Smith is like, what's the seatbelt going to do? So then he did say something funny that he always thought if the plane is going down, he would get outside the plane and right before the plane's going to crash, jump.
How many of us have idiots have thought of that?
Everyone's thought of it.
Everybody's thought of that, Devontae.
And even though you know it doesn't work, in your head, you're like, well, maybe it might.
It might not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple other things. the players look miserable when Nick's talking in that big in the big group room. A lot of hoods up, a lot of dead faces.
The auditorium in the big room.
Yes, the big room.
Yeah.
Also in the big room.
That after the loss or that was before?
It was before this loss.
Monday's game.
Yes. Nick curses a lot. A lot of F-bombs from Coach Sirianni.
Yeah.
A lot of F-bombs.
A lot of football coaches use the F-bomb a lot. And I feel like I was sitting there listening to Mike Kafka. And I was like, he couldn't motivate me to get out of bed. You got to use the F-bomb at the right time.
Yeah.
Schwarbs. That was a good
sign. That was a good F-bomb.
When it's overused, we're like, all right, we get it. We get it with the F-bomb.
Well, Nick seems like he may be an overuser of the F-bomb.
Well, I can see that.
It had a little high school teacher trying to seem cool energy by cursing in class.
Right.
You know, is like he's trying to get their attention by cursing.
Is that kind of what you did with the high school kids we spoke with?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that
same
up.
Same deal. Same deal.
That spike's really relatable.
Same deal. And finally, Clint Hurt.
Big Clint.
Yeah, in the defensive line room, specifically talking about, we're going to do our jobs and we're not going to point fingers at other people.
Yeah.
I just thought it was telling you've mentioned the defense seems very together.
Yeah.
And it is up to, I would imagine, their position coaches to say, no matter what else is going on around here,
we don't do that here. Yep.
So, but otherwise, an unevent. I only watched the Eagles parts. I watched it this morning. I just watched the Eagles parts. I didn't watch it.
That's smart.
You just fast forward through it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I couldn't watch it live. Like, we're setting up a Christmas tree last night, so I couldn't watch it live. Watch it this morning.
Just now getting your tree up?
Well, she was way over the weekend, and we didn't have time to do it, so we just did it last night.
Real tree?
No, fake tree.
There you go. Yeah.
Come on.
That's my guy.
Yeah. Well,
somebody needs a real tree.
All right. Yeah. Well,
people to get real trees is just show offs.
Yeah.
Well, I got a real tree.
Yeah, your show off.
Yeah.
And how much was that real tree?
Like $80.
Yeah, see?
I usually spend $150 on it, but we're skimping.
Yeah.
And that's the $150 every year.
Every year. You spend $100.
I got the same tree I've had for 5 years.
But now. You know what you don't have?
What?
The holiday spirit.
I do have the holiday spirit.
No, you don't.
Yes,
it's
I
a
do.
Dead tree. It's a plastic tree. There's no smell to it.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I don't have the smell in the house. Yeah. The pine smell.
Yeah, what do you do with it afterwards?
I feel like after you get 40.
Oh, it's going to heat your house afterwards, actually. That's
gonna
what's going to happen.
He's going to chop his tree and throw it in the fire.
That'll start a fire.
Yeah.
It'll light the fire for sure.
Yeah. 215.
Plastic tree, man.
Yeah. 215-592-94. We don't have a colored plastic tree. It's not like one of the red ones or white ones. It is a green tree,
a gray
at least.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, with the lights?
With the lights.
Already built in.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And we're hanging
snow already on it.
We're hanging ornaments.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Val, how do we have so many dog ornaments? dogs that we stayed at the house for 3 days have their own ornament with their name on it. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
What's happening, boys?
What's up, Herb?
What's up, Herb?
The best thing I heard the last few days is Kyle Schwarber signed 5 years, $150 million. I heard some of it today. I'm really upset about this last couple games with these Eagles. I'm hoping that they can get this thing back together. We got to start. Jalen's got to go back to the basics, the way he became an NFL quarterback. And I want to see more rollouts. I want to see him run the ball. I want to see him throw to the tight end. I want to see the tight end get 6 to 8 catches easy. We got to get both of the tight ends into the game, okay? And we got to get our other guys to, you know, get touches here and there. And the blocking scheme is important. They ran that play. He ran 50 yards for the touchdown. There's more of that. It's got to go around. We got to get this thing going this week and against Washington. So that's all about I got to say. I'm going to Miami on Monday. So I
there we
you
go.
Guys.
There it is. What you going down to Miami
down
for?
Miami Beach to get away from Philly, man, for a few days.
Oh, man, you're going to lay out on the beach?
I'll be out there. I'll be back Thursday night.
But banana hammock and all, huh? Out there just sprawled, just sprawled out there.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to? South Beach? You going down to South Beach?
Yeah, South Beach. Yeah, I got a spot.
Now, Herb.
You got a spot, okay.
South Beach is kind of topless.
Yeah, I know what it is. I've been there a bunch of times.
No, I'm sure you have.
I took that chocolate girl down there, you know.
Oh, jeez.
Sweet chocolate. You know, I took her down
there. German chocolate down there? Okay.
Yeah, I took her down there.
Yeah. How was that?
Yeah. Yeah, she was all right.
Yeah.
What was all right about it?
What's that?
Well, I mean,
what'd you guys do?
I don't even see her. I talk to her once in a while now.
Wow.
And you took her to Miami?
Yeah, I took her to Miami.
That didn't sound like she had a good time.
You send her Venmos and stuff or no?
First time she ever been to Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, but did she enjoy it?
Yeah, she enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Did you see her when she took her down there?
Now she goes to Puerto Rico.
On your dime?
Not on me. I don't know. She's got money now.
Oh.
She got her own business, man. She's doing good.
What's the business? What's the business?
Healthcare business.
Her own healthcare business. Is she a doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, is that they call it healthcare
she's
now?
She's like a nurse. She goes, she's got some kind of thing in Pittsburgh, too, I heard.
Oh, why'd you let that get away?
I can't afford it. I told you, man.
Afford? She got her own money.
She tried to steal money from me a few years ago.
Hell no.
I can't trust that.
Oh, come on.
You know? But anyway.
Back to the football.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the football. What do you think, Reese?
No, hold on. Actually, time out.
Time out.
When you guys went to Miami, what did you do? Did you go out to dinners and stuff, or did you know?
Stay at the hotel?
What'd you do?
Clubs? You do some clubbing?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
Hold on. Did you go to Privé?
What's that?
Privé, one of the hot clubs down there.
No, I didn't go to that one.
What about Shakers?
No, I didn't go to that.
What about King
one.
Of Diamonds?
No.
All right.
Is that a
what about Denny's?
Or is that a strip club?
Oh, come on, man. It's a gentleman's club. It's a gentleman's club.
I might go up to the casino up in Hollywood.
More money.
I might spend the night up there for a little while.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
What would you do to get the Eagles out of this offensive funk, Herb?
The what?
What would you do? Like, what would you tell the Eagles to do to get out of this offensive funk?
They got to do something, man.
Yeah, they do. You're right. Yep.
Better because they ain't scoring no points. They got to come out in the first quarter right from the whistle, man, and they got to get fired up, and they got to kick some butt. They got to move the ball. They get the ball, move the ball. Move the ball, pass the ball. Back and forth. Go look at that. Go look at that Super Bowl. Go look how you played
the
Super Bowl. 10 months ago, okay? Go see the plays you ran 10 months ago. Go see the game against the Rams and the Green Bay. Go check that stuff out, okay?
You almost cussed.
And start doing it. Start going back to the basics. Start going back to what made you the,
Super Bowl champion, yes.
That's
what you got to do.
Yeah,
you got. That's how you became the MVP.
Uh huh.
And you got to go back to that, dude. I don't care if it's 30 degrees out there or pouring rain, and you got to go out and do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is I know there was a lot of people that said after they won, it's hard to repeat.
Yeah.
They've been talking this game. I've been hearing on the radio for the past 8 to 10 months. I hear it on ESPN. I hear it on all these national channels. It's hard to repeat. It's hard to, win right away, this and that. Mm. So and a lot of people in Philly have been talking, they might win one home game, but then they might wind up losing they get knocked out.
I can't do the football.
This thing should have been over with 10 minutes ago.
Whatever it is, it is. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Herb,
last question, though.
This team has the talent
warming up.
To repeat. This team has the talent to repeat. Believe me. I wish I could be on the sideline.
What would you do?
Like your father was. Okay.
Yeah,
he's a sideline reporter.
Sideline reporter.
I know the plays that work. I know
what are the plays that work.
Dude, I told you. I've been telling you for weeks now.
Tulsa 46.
Yeah. Block left, block right. I've been telling you that.
Hold on.
That's not a play.
The dude just broke on 50 yards. And
that was on your toss play. That was a toss left.
It was a toss left.
Saquon play?
Crack left, crack right.
If you watch and look at his ankles, he almost got tripped up by the defender. He was able to jump over and take off.
We need to do more of that.
Yeah, he needs to do more of that, those plays. And that was on my Lotta side, okay? On my Lotta side. We need to get both sides working. Hopefully we get Lane Johnson back. I might not be this week, but maybe against Washington, and we can run the ball over there.
Real quick, Herb, because we're
dangerous.
Yeah, because we're running out of time. Real quick, were you intimate with the girl you brought to Miami?
Yeah, I've been in with her a few times. Yeah, intimate. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Just making
it's called
sure.
A big dose of D.
I just want to make sure you're,
Make sure you're protecting yourself.
Yes, yeah, protect yourself.
Hey, Ike, I saw a beautiful girl. Yeah. She actually waited on me over there at King of Prussia at Nordstrom. She was hot, man. Let me tell you.
Let me guess.
Red bone, she was hot.
Red bone? Like your red bone?
I don't.
Oh my God.
Oh, man.
I have not heard.
We're okay with it. Yeah. Red bone.
I don't even know what that means.
It just means light skin.
Yeah.
Perfume and some other stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she was hot, man. I might go back there and look for her.
Okay. Woo. Yeah.
I have never heard a white person say red bone. Yeah, that is the first time. Thank you for the call, Herb. I appreciate it.
He's honorary.
I was going to say, aren't we allowed to say that? I don't think we are. Should we dump it? Ike seems okay with it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
He is Herb.
Yeah. At least he was intimate.
Yeah,
right?
At least he was intimate.
He was sending that girl money Venmo.
Nah,
she has her own business, a healthcare business.
He sent money before they ever left Philly.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't going unless he was paying for it.
Yeah.
Should we send Nick the way to break out the offense? He's got block left, block right?
Yes. Yep. and pass it back and forth. I don't know if you heard that as well.
You kind of want it more.
Yeah, you should pass it back and forth. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't suffer ordinary. Man. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike on the Super Bowl MVP winning quarterback. You want me to pay him again? Double down on this? No way. Spike on the broken down 7-2 center.
Yep.
You just have to pay him. Yep. No other choice. Tim and Newark.
I know it's coming.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I know it's coming.
I couldn't wait for your reaction.
Yeah, I know it's coming. I deal with the fine now. I deal with the fine now.
Good.
I deal with the fine.
Good.
What's next?
Yeah, it was a good one, though.
Yeah, what's next?
As always, Ike is right. If there's an absolute stud out there that could be drafted to replace Jalen, it's always the right move. Hunter Brody.
Oh, wow.
Dude, Brody is never going to live down that random interview he did.
Yep. He'll never do another interview.
Ever.
No.
He could get in that chair. He's never doing another one.
No. Because you know what? I almost want to have him take this job just so I can take it back from him. Just so I can do an interview. Take it back. I'll go be a PD somewhere else. In a year and a half, I'll call Rod. And I'll be like, hey, man. How's Broads working
take
out?
Take it back for him.
Yeah. What's next?
Elliot, repeatedly. I could do Howie Roseman's job easily. Elliot playing Eagles GM today. Doesn't trade A.J. Brown because he somehow forgets that he hates the quarterback.
Yeah. He looked at me. He's like, are you really sure they have to get rid of one of them? Have you been here the last 3 years?
What do you think the last month and a half has been like?
Yeah. Yeah, just bring him back. I'm sure everything will be fine. What's next?
Honestly, I rewatched, and if you take out the whole Rondae Barber interception thing, I came away pretty encouraged. Elliot, after watching the 2002 NFC Championship game.
Yeah, he wants to eliminate all the bad plays.
Yeah. And he was 21-40?
Yeah.
Jalen, that's not like...
No.
Even take away the interceptions, 21-40 is...
Yeah, the best he would have been was 25-40.
Yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't have been 30-40.
No. That's a, you know... It was a rough game, I think it's fair to say. What's next?
Guy has one bad day, and now people are talking about replacing him. Disrespectful! Buzz reflecting on letting Bleep Show hit the air twice yesterday.
Seriously.
He let it go twice?
Well, the one we
Not really.
Yeah. YouTube, though. And
oh, yeah.
That's what it is. It's the YouTube. Yeah, everybody heard the Schwarber.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the Schwarber one, nothing we can do about on the internet.
Yes.
And he set it up, too.
Yeah, he told us.
Yeah.
I was like, he's not really going to. Oh. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's next?
Single tear runs down cheek. Jack, when Schwarbs told his John Middleton story.
Oh, I could feel Jack in the other room.
This isn't.
Oh, I could feel Jack in the other room.
No, my bad.
Right,
that was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful answer.
We do have to cash in the Jack first pitch promise that he made.
Yeah.
He did make that promise during the interview.
Yeah.
Or not promise, but he said, we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
So we do have to have you throw out a first pitch on a real game.
Those were good times.
Yeah, right before the Dodger series.
Before the series started.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, right, well. Right before the Phillies playoff run of 2025, the 4-day-long playoff run. What's next?
Guys, this isn't Def Comedy Jam. Rod Lakin hearing another day of profanity on the afternoon show.
Up around here.
Yeah. A lot of profanity.
Yeah, come on, Fritz.
Yeah.
Not me.
Well, ESPN is next.
Yeah.
Go Birds Evenings. Elliot, 2 hours of Elliot Shore Parks. If you've been listening all day, you had an hour at 3 o'clock and you're like, you know what I need?
Wow.
And you listen to Go Birds, you're like, you know what? I still need more Elliot.
Need two more.
Yeah, 2 more hours of Elliot. His special guest is Brandon Lee Gauton of Bleeding Green Nation. I would love to hear them argue about Nick Sirianni. BLG is not a big Nick Sirianni guy. I don't think he's a big Petullo guy as well. So
is he a big Jalen guy, though?
I don't know. I don't know
where he is at. I don't know where Elliot is at. Sometimes he's in with Jalen. Sometimes he's out.
On Elliot?
Yeah.
I think when I'm around, he gets more pro Jalen.
Right, because he wants to, yes.
He's got to balance it
out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't let me just have my
pick. Yeah, he's not going to let you just be right. Yeah.
All right, that is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. Now, this is the season of joy, right? Holiday season. And the car czar knows it. John Ashdale knows it. He's over there at Colonial Hyundai, right there, Route 30 in Downingtown, ready to make your holiday season even better. Get your payment down. Get your payment right with a brand new Hyundai. Over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot. Get yourself a Santa Fe, maybe a Palisade or Tucson. 0% financing. Make your monthly payment make sense only at Colonial. Also, over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock. We have the winter coming up. Maybe you need an SUV. Have you driving confidently in the snow? Trade-in values, you know, are always highest at Colonial. You're going to get top dollar for your trade, a guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai from Colonial comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, 0% financing, more for your trade. Any brand new Hyundai you need right there at Colonial right now. As I mentioned, it is on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown. Online, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles per year. 20% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.